This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next segment is adult only. Okay, kids should not be listening to this next segment. So I am no expert in sex. I think you all could agree, and my husband could definitely vouch for that. And we, you know, will introduce other things to our sexual repertoire to make things more exciting. Sometimes we might include, not we, meaning personally, but humans, might add, let's say, an asphyxiation component where they start to strangle their partner such that right before they climax, they reach a certain euphoria due to having also a hypoxic event. I think that's absolutely stupid, okay? I mean, there's tons of aids and other ways to enhance. Sex is good enough, but people like to add extra stuff into it. And so when I learned about autoerotic asphyxiation, not learned about personally, but learned about autoerotic, where people will asphyxiate themselves during sex, like hang themselves, but not completely when they masturbate or go through erotic asphyxiation with a partner, I'm like, okay, that's dangerous. There is no way that can be good, right? Because, you know, number one is, okay, I like to breathe. Number two is, how do I know my partner is going to let go of the neck or let loose of the strap or whatever people are using to do it? That people are using bags, they're using pillows, they're using tons of things to stop their partner from breathing while having sex. Well, it's all fun and games until somebody dies. So a Texas man, now this happened last month, has been charged with manslaughter after confessing to choking his girlfriend to death while they were having sex. Harris County Sheriff deputies responded to an address, this was last month, in Ashland Boulevard in Channelview, where 24-year-old Deja Garrett Hillard was unresponsive. She was rushed to a hospital pronounced dead. Her boyfriend, 27-year-old Jerron Thomas, allegedly told them that they were engaged in erotic asphyxiation when she became unresponsive. So the criminal complaint, this was obtained by the Post, said that Thomas unlawfully and recklessly caused his girlfriend's death by applying pressure to the neck and throat with his hands and impeding her breath. He has been arrested, charged with manslaughter, and jail ordered a $40,000 bond. Before his release, prosecutors asked the judge to impose several bond conditions, banning him from making contact with the family, etc. So where this gets sticky, no pun intended, is you're with somebody, okay? And they end up dying. The family thinks you killed them. The family doesn't know you guys were, oh, okay, well, it was sex, and it was, you strangled, you killed somebody. Now, you're thinking, well, we were just doing it for sex, and I'm sure forensics could go, well, this is what was going on, you know, but how do they know it wasn't a rape, a murder rape? You know, there has to be, you know, you need consent, and you might want to, you know, have some legal protection before you engage in something like that, because you could be going to jail if the person doesn't make it. Or what if the person makes it but suffers a stroke? What if the person suffers lack of oxygen to the brain and then becomes a paraplegic? Now, I'm not saying this happens often, but, you know, this was, you know, I heard about it, and I was like, okay, but that must be guys from the 60s doing that, okay? You know, people in the 60s, they were free-loving, freewheeling, You know, Generation X, I don't think a lot of us really engaged in that, but the millennials look like they're back at it. Maybe even the Gen Zs. I mean, that's some scary stuff. And I'm not telling you to have boring sex, okay? You know, my husband, you know, he could tell you that's not that fun. But people, you know, you start, I understand that there's avenues of pleasure that the human mind can reach when you add other components. But I would never recommend somebody doing drugs while having sex. I would not recommend somebody jump from a bungee cord while high or restraining their oxygen. I wouldn't recommend anybody have sex doing something that could potentially kill them. You know, the reason why my husband and I don't do that is because I fall asleep. You know how horrible that would be if I fell asleep? And he's like, can you please tell me something? I'm asleep. So, yeah, it's a dangerous situation all around. And I don't know what happened in terms of his case and how long he's going to be in, you know, if the manslaughter charges are going to be reduced. And like I said, I'm sure investigators could, you know, figure out if this was something that might have been more in the thralls of sex rather than somebody, you know, but the other thing we worry about is what if somebody murders their girlfriend or boyfriend and says, no, we were doing erotic asphyxiation. And then they make it look like there was a sex scene. I mean, this is not something that should be a very, very popular thing to do. And younger individuals are engaging in it, and I don't think they realize how dangerous it is. And because everybody's talking about, you know, I don't know, gas prices and egg prices and Putin and China and Taiwan and Trump and DeSantis and Disney and all that, you don't really get the stories of somebody killing their girlfriend accidentally during an erotic asphyxiation episode. So, you know, for those of you that want to enhance sex, maybe change your partner. I mean, I'm on the office. You know, if Jimmy Garoppolo wants to have sex with me, I wouldn't need anything. I wouldn't need any extra help. Okay? So you don't necessarily need to, you know, if having sex is that boring where you need to incorporate an element of near death to help you climax, there's something else going on. So I would just say try to avoid it. That's just me. That's my sex advice for the day. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. But again, we do appreciate. This next section could be, I guess teenagers could listen to this. It's still kind of an adult topic, but anybody who wants to listen, it's fine. We're not going to be talking about sex on this one. But we are going to be talking about pronouns. And people getting fired at work for misgendering. Apparently there was a case where somebody asked her boss for a tampon. And I think she had a little emergency. The boss was a transgender man. She didn't know if he still was menstruating or not, but she was in trouble, needed a tampon, and we're told she got fired for asking. Because he doesn't identify as a female, even if he still is menstruating. And so we're hearing a lot of the acts of misgendering. being something that's getting a lot of people into trouble. So misgendering is where you acknowledge a person, but you don't acknowledge their gender. And you address them in a gender that they're not. So, I mean, my kids, you know, when I would tell them to do something, they're like, yes, sir. I'm fine. That's fine. But yes, sir would, I guess, for somebody who is upset about that, who would be a form of misgendering. If my husband, it's a guys, come on, you know, clean your rooms, and they said yes, ma'am, to my husband, that would be an act of misgendering. Now, me, I can't tell you how many times I've been called, you know, yes, sir, yes, sir. And I would round up the kids and their friends at a slumber party going, guys, come on, clean this up, get to bed, let's go, yes, sir, yes, sir. It happens, no big deal. But if that happens at work, misgendering is becoming something that can exhibit underlying bias, discrimination. And so employers are going to want to protect against that. Now, the average employee who hasn't gotten the memo and might not know somebody's, you know, somebody's gender preferences, they might say, oh, thank you, ma'am, thank you, sir, thank you, and get themselves fired without knowing. And so we could be kind of getting ourselves into a mess. Remember there was somebody who didn't get a job because he was addressing two women in an email, thanking them, you know, thank you, ladies, for the opportunity or whatever he did in this email. And because he referred to them as ladies, he didn't get the job because he could have then misgendered somebody, even though they were, I believe, cisgender women. They thought that that was a little bit more misogynist and that he should have understood that some people might not be of a gender and don't assume that on email. So if academia is already, you know, gleaning new recruits to be that do not have the concept and are gender naive in terms of where we're going with society, I think we are going to see, you know, if you thought things are moving fast, they might be moving fast. And maybe it's because, you know, some people think the progress should have already been made. But, you know, people are going to start getting fired for this. And, you know, somebody asking for a tampon, you know, because trust me, when you ask for a tampon, there's really not a lot of reasons you need one, except you got a little emergency there. And unfortunately, if people are going to get fired for misgendering, what employers are going to need to do is establish, not that this is going to be, this is not something I'm advocating, but this is something that's going to eventually happen. Employers are going to probably require that people post either on their emails or on their shirts their pronouns. Now, many of you already see emails where somebody will identify as she or hers, you know, or he or they or them. But if you don't remember and you work in a building or an institution where there's 200 people and you go, well, thank you, ma'am. And you don't, you've never read one of her emails and she doesn't identify as ma'am. She is gender fluid. You could get in trouble. And so HR might move towards people, everybody just wear the pronouns. So if anybody says something to you, there was your pronoun. If they didn't use that pronoun, there you go. Or if they did use that pronoun, then they don't make then they didn't make a mistake. I mean, this, honestly, we got so much to worry about right now. But because there's underlying aggression and there is underlying discrimination that the society wants to fight, you know, things, the pendulum keeps swinging where now if individuals are getting fired for innocently asking for something, then there's going to need to be protections. And so, you know, I've been in places where they've given me buttons, you know, for me to give my pronouns and I'll wear it. I think it's cool. I mean, I don't care if you call me the wrong pronoun, but there are individuals that do. There are individuals that get upset, and we have to respect that. But I don't want people getting fired if it's an accident. You know, if somebody's racist, misogynist, sexist, homophobic, and creating this toxic work environment, they shouldn't be in that work environment. But if somebody's, you know, saying, look, I'm sorry, you know, can I borrow this? Or, you know, I'm on my way to the ladies' room. Are you going there too? Because if so, I'm going to need a tampon, but I don't want you to give it to me in the hall. And if they say, no, I use the men's room, is that person going to get fired? These are things that are happening. They're not making big news, but they are making news. And so if somebody isn't aware by the way, we do have many individuals that are not necessarily transgender, but they don't identify as a female or male. Now, I mean, I know many women saying, gosh, I wish people didn't think I was a girl. You know, I wish they would think of me as one of the guys. Well, that sort of sentiment now has an outlet. They could say, I don't call myself a girl. I don't call myself a guy. If you don't want to call me a guy, but just don't call me a girl. So you have individuals who don't really want to be considered some of the, and we shouldn't have stereotypes. And so, again, no big deal. You know, if you're learning as you go, going, oh, I didn't know. Okay, so you don't want me to call you Miss anymore. You don't want me to address you as that. How would you like me to address you? The other problem we have is people don't know what to do anymore. So if I am talking to a Bobby Smith, and I think it's Mr. Bobby Smith, I was trained, now mind you, that was in the 80s and 90s, to address him as Mr. Smith. If I call him Bobby to play it safe, so I, you know, if I don't know if he's Mr. or Mrs. and I say Bobby, I could get in trouble because that's too informal. And I'm noticing now people are just doing with the first names. And I'm just telling people, you know what, just call me. Well, luckily for me, I have doctors, so, you know, they don't have to worry about my, and I don't care if you call me Miss, Mr. I get that all the time. Every time I go through a drive-thru, like, sir, would you like fries with that? I'm like, no, I'm not a sir, but that's okay. You know, no big deal for me. But you do have individuals that they're transitioning. They want people to respect that. So I get that. I just don't want people fired if it's an accident. And so you have a lot of baby boomers and Generation X's who learned, you know, you don't say to whom it may concern. That might sound cold. You know, if you're talking to a Miss Lucy Smith, you know, you could say Mrs. Smith, but now they're saying just say Lucy. So now, but if that other person is old school and you go, hey, Dirk, and you're like, I'm the vice president of the company. I'm Mr. Williams to you. You're like, okay, well, I didn't know if you were Mr. or Mrs. So we need to figure this out. Because people don't know how to email, how to address, how to ask for tampons. And we are seeing people get fired, lose jobs, because they didn't get the memo. And so my guess is what's eventually going to happen is you know, any sort of correspondence or any sort of interaction is going to involve name tags, pins, emails. And, you know, what about people wanting to be private? What if you want to identify as female one week and identify as male another week? Yeah, I mean, are we going too far with this? Are we, you know, I as far as I'm concerned, however you want to identify is fantastic. This is your life. You only have one life to live. But we got to figure out what we're doing here if people are getting fired and losing their job and they're trying to feed the families or the partners. And I think we're progressing at such a speed that's not allowing infrastructure and society to catch up. And that's why we're starting to see these problems where people are like, I don't know how to address you. Remember, somebody at the DMV referred to somebody as it because they didn't know if they should say he or she. Well, that got them in trouble also. You don't use it. So maybe we all need a crash course. I don't know, but that's where we're going. 1-877, now tell me.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Police in Dadeville, Alabama have arrested two teens over the weekend shootings at a Sweet 16 party that left four dead and 32 injured. The suspects are 17 and 16 years old. A 25-year-old man's in jail in Austin, Texas, accused of firing the shots that wounded two high school cheerleaders early yesterday morning. Police say the man fired after one of the girls tried to get into his car, mistakenly believing it was hers. No bail hearing today for accused documents leaker Jack Teixeira. His lawyers want more time to make their case. He's accused of sharing highly classified material with gamer friends online. The American Lung Association's annual air report says more than a third of us living in the USA live in places with unhealthy levels of air pollution. But the report says that's an improvement from its report of last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Dough Bites. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have inquired about how these kids are getting A's in classes or not getting F's when they should fail. And how are these kids showing up to high school or even post-high school not knowing the basics? How are these teachers passing them? Why are they passing them? Well, this might answer part of the question. Remember there was a teacher who failed a student in Spanish class, and then he and his friend killed her? These two Iowa teenagers have been accused of beating their Spanish teacher to death as payback for a bad grade she gave one of them. They have pled guilty to first-degree murder, This was Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodale have changed pleas to guilty as of yesterday, admitting to killing Fairfield High School teacher Nohima Graber, 66 years old, back on November 2nd, 2021. They were 16 at the time. Miller had met with his teacher to discuss his poor grade in her class on the afternoon of her murder. Prosecutors said the evidence showed both teens helping ambush her, struck her with a baseball bat in a park while she was taking a walk. Miller admitted to helping plan and carry out the killing, but denied ever hitting Garber. Goodale, who is now 18 years old, testified that Miller, 17, initiated the plan and that both of them struck her. On November 2nd of 2021, he says, I met Willard Miller at Chautauqua Park, and I understood that he had intent to kill her. I am blown away. I mean, if I was a kid and somebody said, hey, do you want to go kill this person? I'd be like, oh, hell no. What? How would somebody think that is a good idea? He said Miller brought a bat, among other supplies, to go through the murder. After he had struck Nohima and Graber, he then moved her off the trail where Ivan struck her, and she died as a result. Afterwards, we removed any evidence that we could. The body was found under a tarp, wheelbarrow, and railroad ties in the park in Fairfield, a town that's about 100 miles northeast of Des Moines. Her van was seen leaving the park with two males in the front seat. It was left at the end of a rural road. This is just tragic. After getting a phone call from Goodale, a witness later picked up the two as they walked to town on that road. Investigators said the teens later bragged about killing her on social media. These are a couple idiots. They are charged as adults due to the severity of the crime. Good. But they weren't subject to a mandatory sentence of life without parole because they were 16. Prosecutors are going to recommend that Miller, this is according to New York Post, who had been set to go on trial this week, will receive life in prison with eligibility for parole after 30 years. Then they will recommend that Goodale, who had agreed to testify against Miller, to be eligible for parole after 25 years. So Graber is Mexican-born. Her family attended Tuesday's hearings. She worked as a flight attendant and later as a pilot. In the 90s, she moved to Fairfield with her husband, Paul, earned an English degree from Iowa Wesleyan University in 2006, and taught Spanish at Atumwa High School until 2012, then took the same assignment at Fairfield High School and worked there until she was murdered. So this is just tragic. And, you know, what bothers me from a whole variety of fronts with this, I mean, number one is just how anybody can murder. Let alone, you know, murder a teacher who was just doing her job and who probably rightfully failed. And, I mean, if he didn't, I mean, when a teacher fails you, it's not a bad thing. It's a gift because it tells you that you need to do better and that you don't know the material. Somebody giving you an A or passing you when you didn't pass, that's more of the harm. But what bothers me is when we see these murders and we see people do horrific things, we think, okay, somebody must have had, which was horrible, but we think, well, that one person might have completely lost it, was taken over by Satan, delirious, complete mental illness, or acted without restraint. But when you have people conspire, I mean, if anybody came up to me and said, look, let's do something, let's steal something, or I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? No way. Get out of here. But for two students to think that that was a good idea and plan it. Now, I get they both had mental illness, but they were kids. They were boys. And to kill over an F, how could two separate individuals find that to be justifiable for murder? And you know, it's interesting because I went to 12 schools and there were teachers that were disliked by students and students hated them. And they hated them with a passion. Nobody ever tried to hurt them. But I would look at teachers who were hated. Well, you saw the teachers that people liked. You know, they'd walk down the hallway, you know, kids would give them a high five. They'd give them some crap. They'd be like, oh, hi, Mr. Davis. Oh, hi, Mr. East. Hi, Mr., you know. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, some of the men seem to be more likable than some of the women teachers. But when Mrs. So-and-so walked down, people would get quiet. And then as she was walking, people behind her back would start to giggle, say things. And I'm like, you know, teachers are bullied even more than kids. And you would see them almost dread walking by students because they knew the students hated them. Now, some of these teachers were jerks. You know, I mean, when I taught, yeah, I'm sure people talked about me, but me, and I'm not saying this to brag, but it was really, really cool when people would clap after my lecture. I wanted to make sure they got something out of it. And it was really great when these classes would clap when I was done. Now, of course, you know, my friends like, well, they clap because you finally finished. They were bored. And yeah, but they get bored with you and they don't clap. They're clapping because they liked what I said. But I tried to be likable. But I was firm. I demanded respect. And there was always a reason for it. Now, I mean, if somebody had mental illness, they're not going to be convinced why they didn't get an A. And I'm like, look, you know, this is why. Okay, I mean, you know, I told you this 5 times in class. I even pointed to it with the little red dot. How could you miss it? But why did you miss it? Was it, you know, isn't that my telling it doesn't really teach it? Should I have, you know, I mean, I always want to be a better teacher. So I always want to make sure people can learn a better way. And maybe students picked up on that. So in all my years of teaching in various different venues, I never had anybody who would want to kill me. And it was really refreshing to know that students liked me. Not sure there were students who didn't like me, but they didn't show it, so that was, you know. But, I mean, you're not 100% liked. But unfortunately, you these students, when they want to, and you wonder, were they abused? And so they go, you know what, I can't take it out on my parents, but I can take it out on my teacher. But we look at teachers not wanting to come back. We look at teachers wanting to quit. Teachers wanting to be remote. Look at that teacher who was earlier this year, shot by her student. The 6-year-old. I mean, the average teacher is going to be like, what the hell am I doing? I'm underpaid. The students don't like me. I'm taking my life into my own hands. Maybe that's why some teachers are like, you know what? I just want to get home safely. Okay, fine. You know, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? You misspelled everything. You used the wrong gender because, you know, biblioteca is supposed to be feminine. You know, so la, but if you said ¿dónde está el biblioteca? Fine, whatever. You know what? I'll just pass you. Go. You're good. I mean, maybe that's what's happening. I'm not saying teachers are afraid of their students, but maybe teachers are looking for the path of least resistance. And they're thinking, I could have angry parents jump down my throat. I could have kids threaten me, or I could just pass them and just get home and get to summer vacation. And who knows, maybe that's what's going on now. But if a teacher is putting her life in her own hands, I don't blame them for not wanting to come to work and retiring. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in economy news, one of the biggest headlines today is Disney is about to slash thousands of jobs. We are being told that they are going to cut thousands of employees among their $220,000 global workforce. And if you're like me, you know somebody who works for that company. That company has 220,000 employees, 170,000 of which are in the U.S. The layoffs are going to affect all major divisions. Their company is about worth $185 billion, according to Daily Mail, and it is split into entertainment, ESPN, parks, and resorts. It's interesting. I've been watching Succession. Succession is something similar. Everybody says Succession is supposed to be like Fox News. I don't know. I think of Succession like Disney because they have the parks. They have the news. I don't know. So anyway, Disney Parks employs the majority of the workers. They employ about, as of 2020, they employed about 100,000. Not sure how many staffers are being cut from each division. And I have a close friend that I hope is not going to get fired. The plans were first reported by Bloomberg. And they align with an announcement in February in which the company said they're going to axe 7,000 positions to save up $5.5 billion. Now, as we know, that they've kind of been going through this little war with Florida, where I think DeSantis in its latest war said he's going to build a prison next door to Walt Disney World. DeSantis is trying to dissolve this this private government that has been, I guess, allowing Walt Disney Florida and Walt Disney World to be able to provide services to its 27,000 acres of land, but not be a part, not have the same sort of tax burden. And so anyway, I'm not really getting too involved with that because I don't, care. I like Disney. I like going to Disneyland, but I think Disney made a big mistake getting involved with politics. Disney's original response when the Florida schools were trying to figure out when to have sex ed start, at 8 years old or middle school, and they originally said, we don't get involved. And I guess their employees told them to take a stand, and when they did take a stand, it got ugly. And so, we're seeing what's going on with Budweiser, we're seeing what's going on with Nike. Yeah, I think people are asking for non-political. By the way, as an aside, I guess one of the hottest movies out right now is this Mario Brothers movie. And people are posting about it. I guess maybe I'll see it. I couldn't get my husband to go and see a cartoon. But the reason why I guess people are liking it is they're saying there's no politics. It's one of the very few movies where nothing was rammed down your throat in terms of politics. Now, that's kind of refreshing. I mean, I'm not going to go out and see the movie just for that. But apparently it did better than a lot of people thought. And if the recipe is keeping politics out, well, maybe. ESPN came under Disney's ownership in 1995. It has about 5,000 employees. I watch my hockey on ESPN. I know the Golden Knights got the butts kicked. That was not good. That was not good last night. Not sure what happened. But under the new leadership, there's been restructuring and yada, yada, yada. They're going to be firing a lot of people. So where I want to go with this is when we look at recession, when we look at jobs, when we look at how to prepare, one thing we do, whether it's in medicine, whether it's in economy, whether it's with politics, is we look to the wind, whether it's with hiking or travel. Right? What do? We lick our finger and we test the wind. Or we listen to the ground and see if we hear a bunch of orcs coming. Lord of the Rings marathons are on, so orcs, let's say, running up to us. And what we do is we want to move forward. And from a if I could get a little psychology here for a second. We want to move forward. But we want to make sure something's not going to obstruct us. And we want to make sure we're not taking a wrong path. We'll check the weather. We'll listen for the ground. We're about to take a medicine. We'll look up maybe the side effects. We'll look at the risks or benefits. About to take a job, we'll look at how their stock is doing. We'll research what's going on there. Somebody's going to run for office, they want to take the temperature, take the pulse of people are going, what's taking Ron DeSantis so long? Well, Governor DeSantis might be just wanting to kind of take the temperature of people or wait for the right time if he's going to apply. And so the problem I see with these businesses is I don't think they're doing the research. They either think they're preaching to the choir, or they listen to one crowd and they don't realize that they're ticking off another crowd. That's what we saw with the Bud Light. Dylan Mulvaney may be very talented, but, why didn't somebody think that a person dressed as a woman and identifying as a woman, but not necessarily representing as women because we don't dance in a bubble bath while drinking beer. Many of us women have jobs. I mean, we've got sweat on our brows, we're busting our butts all day long, we really don't have time to be in a bubble bath wearing makeup and jewelry. Why didn't anybody think that would, tick people off? Now, I don't care. I've drunk Bud Light, Coors Light, I can't tell the difference. I'm not a big beer drinker anyway. But they tick off a lot of people. And so did Disney. Disney's first stance was, hey, guys, you know what? We just don't want to get involved in politics. But somebody said you needed to. And whoever told them to do that screwed them up. And now they're going through all this mayhem. People are boycotting Disney. I'm not boycotting Disney. I love going to Disneyland. My son, and he's an adult, he goes, Mom, we got to do another Disneyland trip. Absolutely. I think he likes it because I can run, and I can make it there, and I can, you know, I'm you know, even when he goes with his friends and his girlfriend or whatever, he's like, my mom's coming. That's really, really cool. Maybe it's because I pay for stuff. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But anyway, I love Disney. I want later my grandkids to go to Disney. But you have people boycotting it. Why? Because in the movies, there's politics. And I really urge people to keep politics out. But from an economy standpoint, many of you are like, well, okay, so how do I move? I want to move forward in this economy. What does the wind tell us? What does the ground tell us? Well, when you see a company like Disney, who appears to have more money than God, and has such a network, octopusing across the globe, and you see them needing to make cuts, it does make you a little nervous. And I talk about it because I do think it's a warning sign. I mean, I think we've been in a recession from a not only a definition standpoint, but because things are so gosh darn expensive, we're spending less. You know, I think we've been in a recession this whole time. But Disney cutting jobs, people cutting jobs, yeah, that's not a good sign. When a company who charges $130 to $150 a ticket and $700 to $900 to $1,000 a night at their hotels has to cut jobs, that means people aren't paying, or they overspent, or they are seeing what's coming. And so that's what I have to think. When I see, you know, I'll watch a doctor when he comes into the room. And I thought I had breast cancer. And I watched him come into the room. I saw him take a deep breath, sit down and hold his knees. He goes, well, we got to take it to surgery. You know, and, you know, thank God it was an interductal papilloma. It wasn't cancer. But, you know, you read the room and you read the signs. So when companies like Amazon are cutting jobs, Google, Meta, Disney, makes you wonder. Now, are they doing it because they have to invest in automation? Are they doing it because they're going to be sued by somebody? Are they doing it because they think they need to put more money into politicians? You know, or are they doing it because they think something's going down? So my advice to you all, whether it's for your health, your education, or whatever, is just keep in mind that, you know, we don't really know what the future brings. Be smart about things. Don't overspend if you don't have to. You know, make sure you have backup plans. You know, have a side job, something, make sure. But also live life. I've been trying to save my whole life. At some point, you got to live life. And if that means going to Disneyland, do it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.